I'd like to call the Osage Nation Congress Appropriations Committee meeting to order. It's April 12th. Time is 10:12 a.m. Roll call.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here. I'd like to call upon Ms. Rebar if she would render a morning prayer for us.
Thank you. Dear Father God, come to you through your Lord and Son, Jesus Christ. Ask blessings today for the Osage Nation and our people. And all these things I pray, every day, every morning, every night, that we may work together for the benefit of our people, our elders, and the folks that are across the ways in our military. Father God, ask blessings upon our children, and that we again may work together, Father God, for one union, for our people. All these things I pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We have a quorum. Next, we're to approval of minutes from the 11th. Congresswoman Pratt.
Who's on the front page? Should I take it back?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I know, well, on adjournment we have 5 days and 0 days. Did somebody leave the meeting early? I can't recall, and I'm not seeing it in the minutes.
No. I'll make that correction.
At the top of page 2, under motion to commit, I think instead of putting in the second line, instead of this bill, I think we ought to name the bill by number, because it's not actually named until later on down the page. So it may not be clear which bill the Congressman Whitehorn made a motion to commit.
I agree with that correction. I may have not stated that in the correction, but that's what I do.
this bill.
That's what he said.
And you're good about catching every word I say. Move to approve minutes from April 14th as corrected, or amended, excuse me, as amended.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Congressman Whitehorn to approve as amended, seconded by Congresswoman Pratt. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes of April 11th as amended, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, say no. Okay. Minutes are approved as amended. First on the agenda is ONCA 1757, a task process in this committee began yesterday. We have a slightly smaller gallery today, but still well represented by the executive branch. We have everyone here on the committee, and one other congressman, Congressman Walker, in attendance. And yesterday we had process, reviewed, asked questions about, looked at executive branch's presentations with the assistant of our budget on the Division of Land, Commerce, and Agriculture, which is an amendment to 1690, the Division of Executive Administration, which is an amendment and supplemental appropriation to 1691, 1692, which is the Division of Health and Wellness, Division of Language and Cultural Resource, which is an amendment and supplemental appropriation to 1693, I do recall that in 1692, we were not complete. There was a question of why benefits were larger than wages, and that was going to be checked into by executive branch. So I'd like to return to that question, and we could go over that. And executive, budget analyst, if you could present the results of your investigation into that. Maybe bring the budget grid up so we can see the amounts of question.
Yes, sir. It was an error in the spreadsheet. The in the benefit line item, it had all three employees receiving health insurance for the entire year, which was incorrect. So we went back and found out that you have to wait 60 days before you can get insurance. So now the new number in there is just for the employees for that 1 month. So it decreased by about 40 some thousand. So now the new number is 87,000 total, instead of the 125 that was originally provided.
What division are you in right now?
That's Health and Wellness.
Health and Wellness.
That's Health and Wellness.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. The PRT.
At this time, I'd like to relinquish the chair to the vice chairman, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you.
Secretary has pointed it out to me, and I apologize for not getting to that earlier. So the chair is Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you. Mr. Zahn, let me ask a question. This is for the budget analyst also. Did you guys go back and review and make sure that we weren't having that problem on any other template throughout this bill?
Yes, ma'am.
Just on that one. Thank you so much. Congressman Shaw, do you have an amendment you want to make as a result of that? And is there any discussion at the table about?
Yeah, I have some more questions here.
Congressman Shaw?
So the change was, there's a couple of changing numbers. One was the amount to PRT, which is no longer 125. It would be a different number. That's how it was presented and currently is in the bill. It'll be different after the changes there'll be changes in those line items, as I recall, into the tribal budget and to the total.
Mr. Potts.
Thank you. Just to clarify, PRT, the total request that I received this morning from executive would be $87,291. So an overall reduction of $38,636.
Thank you.
And so is that the only change identified thus far with the in the health and wellness, is that PRT?
So we amended this with the 15,000 out yesterday.
Okay.
So, excuse me, the H reduction line that you have, that's the reduction, that's not the total amount of the bill now. What is the total amount of the bill request for the bill now? On PRT, or excuse me, just that budget PRT? Instead of 125, now it is?
87,291.
Got it?
Okay.
All right. The total division increase now that the 15,000 has been amended out, and then there'll be an additional 38,636 amended out. I believe I have a number of 105,291.
Yes, 105,291.
So instead of 158,927 as a division increase, now it will be 105,291. So that's a total reduction of 53,636. So I think
that's not made that second amendment. Yes.
So that's what it would be.
Yes, it is. Okay, so do you have
I have an amendment.
An amendment you're
If I may just have 30 seconds to confer with the budget analyst, he just handed this to me. I want to make sure I've got it.
There are more questions at the table about this PRT budget that we're looking at and this Health and Wellness Division portion?
I think you can bring up the original bill bridge, the town division.
That's the total division. That's how much money is being put into that division. That's the total request for appropriation modification. After corrections. Congressman Shaw.
I'd like to propose an amendment here, and if it pleases the committee, I'll stand up and try to point out the lines. I don't know if that helps or hurts, but or maybe Mr. Potts could do that. It's probably more accurate than that. So the amendment is to the it's page 4, line 146.5, strike 1372777 and insert 1334141. Okay. That's a reduction in tribal revenue. Page 4, line 155.5, which is employee benefits that we just talked about, strike 1639513 and insert 1607187.
Second.
Okay. Still going. Got one more, sorry.
Okay.
Just then page 4, line 162, strike 1927647 and insert 1921337. That's the end of that.
And adjust to the supporting limit.
And adjust to the supporting limit. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Congressman, let me ask a question of you just because you, I don't know, you may have already addressed this, but so we made an amendment previous to this portion of the legislation for $15,000. Now you're amending those same totals. I want to know how those totals have once been amended, correct?
No.
Okay.
To clarify, the number that was amended before was the $15,000 from program and $15,000 from equipment acquisition.
So those lines have never been amended before?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. That helps me know that we're going to, when we adjust totals accordingly, it's going to all come out in the wash. Okay, thank you. Any more discussion to the amendment? All in favor of the amendment say yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Okay, we've got that taken care of. It was a hangover from yesterday. Is there any other portion of the bill that we needed to address from our discussions yesterday, Congressman Shaw? That you're aware of? Committee?
No.
Okay, I see we have some people in the gallery that were here yesterday but didn't have the opportunity to present their portion of this bill, the adjustments they want to make. How would you like to proceed, Congressman Shaw?
I think we're left to the Division of Child, Family, and Senior Services, which we touched on, but not in its entirety.
I know that, let's back up a little bit. Ms. Heyman was here. I think we already did land, commerce, and public safety. I'd just like to hear from her about her grant real quick so we can get her back to her office. I think that we're finished with her portion of the bill, but she is present this morning.
I know. So.
Ms. Heyman, would you please come up and talk to us about the grant that ENR has been awarded that needs to be amended into appropriated so you can spend?
Yes. Yes, this grant is it's a BIA grant under the Endangered Species Program, so for $115,000, and it's totally federal. There's no tribal money associated with the grant. The grant is to conduct rattlesnake master borer moth surveys on Bluestem Ranch. The rattlesnake master borer moth is a federally proposed endangered species, so we're using the grant to gain, acquire the equipment necessary and build capacity to be able to learn how to perform the surveys. In case it is listed as endangered, we will have to address the species along with other endangered species that are listed. So we're just trying to use this grant to build capacity to get prepared in case the species becomes listed as endangered.
I have a question. Is there, I know it's specific to the rattlesnake borer moth, but your department doing this exercise and bringing yourself up to speed to be able to meet the needs of proposed endangered species, does that help you in other areas too, or does it say real specific and narrow to the just the rattlesnake borer moth?
This is specific for that species, the rattlesnake master borer moth, but with the equipment that we're gaining through the grant, we'll be able to do other insect surveys aside from that. So I mean, it's going to help us in the long run aside from that specific species.
Thank you. Congressman.
I have two questions. Is that like a one-year grant, one time, or?
It's a two-year grant.
Two-year, and does it require additional employees?
No, we're going to use existing employees.
So this total, I'm seeing $115,000. That is the total award, but you'll utilize that over the next 2 years.
Yes, that is correct.
So in a federal budget, I won't see this again because we're appropriating it right now. That's always a mystery to me how we do that. But we have been doing it for a while. Okay. Any more questions for Ms. Hayman? No?
Mr. Tillman?
Just
Congressman?
Do these things bite? Rattlesnake and a moth.
the moth actually uses, there's a rattlesnake master plant. So the moth bores inside the stem of the plant. So it uses the plant. So it doesn't have anything to do with rattlesnakes. It's just what the plant's called.
I'll go do your thing.
Thank you, Ms. Hayman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For showing
up
and talking to us.
You're welcome.
I see no problem with this going through.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Visiting Child, Family, and Social Senior Services. We started on this yesterday. We had Mr. Phi Davis discuss the food distribution supplemental tribal appropriation. But there are some other parts here. As you can see, if you have Mr. Potts' hunk of budget summary sheet, it's on the back. The total division increase was $64,014. And you can see the budgets that have budget modifications or budget amendments or supplemental appropriations with the food distribution that we looked at yesterday. Indian child welfare, tribal and federal, are major parts that are impacted by this bill. You can see the tribal revenue requested is $195,498, but there's some non-tribal revenue that's being upmoved as well. So the total division increase is only $64,000. I don't see the new spending as defined in there. As you can see, a gaming commission adjustment is in there, as well as Indian child welfare. So I guess if you've got that brought up there, yes. So if I could ask Mr. Zahn to take us through those pieces, that would really be helpful.
Yes, sir. Congressman Edwards, or does anyone have a question?
I don't have a quick, well, yeah.
Okay. This was another transposal where the federal dollars were in the tribal line item and the tribal dollars were in the federal line item. So with Candy and our strategic planning office holding each budget to the MIFA and what exactly they get from the MIFA, that's what that number was, and they were swapped out. So now we're requesting to put the federal dollars back. It's moving the federal dollars out and then adding the tribal dollars in.
Moving the federal dollars out of where?
Out of the line item. And you can see they had $200,000 in the federal line item. And we're just requesting to remove $108,000 of that, because 200 minus 91 is the 108. That's the. Am I explaining that correctly?
So I'm not seeing. Yeah. See, I'm not seeing the 200,000 in this sheet that Eli's compiled. Is it in? Is the 200,000 able to be seen here?
I've got to apologize. I didn't tell Wilfer's the only one that I wasn't really caught up to speed on and haven't had time to dissect. So Jason's going to be the one to be able to answer more of those questions.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking at what I have in front of me. I'm not able to indicate that there's $200,000.
Right. Well, anywhere. I guess in our large budget summary, they have all the individual programs listed with each division. Okay, so we have a set up division of child family. We have everybody listed, and then we have all their money in federal trouble, whatever. So what we see in the bill is the final bottom number. Mm-hmm. So the bottom number that was put in for Lee's program in the federal line item was $200,000, which should have been $91,000 because that's all that's in the MIFA, and that's all she could expend from the MIFA. Is that correct?
Right. Okay. Right, but the MIFA is apportioned by us because MIFA is our funds the way we apportion it, correct? So somebody apportioned your program $91,000.
The MIFA has an agreement.
Please, yeah, come with us.
The MIFA is an agreement with it's for self-governance. They are self-governance. And when the tribe took over functions, the BIA said, this is how much we get for this, and this is how much for that. Right. So when we took over social services, we got the same amount. No one went in and said, well, this year you're getting that, and last year, you know, it's not like that. It's set forth in the agreement. These numbers were transposed. We never should have had 2,000 in that federal line item for ICW. It should have been 91,000. So that put us at a loss of 108,000. That 200,000 I thought went elsewhere in the MIFA, in another self-governance program. But I could be mistaken. You can ask Jason. I just know that I came up short 108,000 when they discovered the mistake, because we have to stick to the mic for now. Okay.
So you were under budgeted in the tribal revenue line item by the 108,000.
Right.
Okay, so there's not enough in there.
Right.
And there's too much allocated to federal, and you didn't get that much in the mic.
Exactly.
Contract. So you budgeted for that amount, but you didn't get it. So now,
I was happy. So, yeah, I got more than.
So really, the only way to the only options are either this committee or Congress amends a different tribal amount, in which case you have to adjust your budget, or doesn't approve any amount, in which case you have to make severe adjustments to your budget, or they approve it. Now, tell me, what will be the result if you don't get this tribal appropriation, supplemental appropriation?
I would immediately have to lay off 3 social workers or a combination of social workers and supervisors immediately, because the salaries, you know, I can't, our budget is pretty to the dollar of what we need for things, and we can't cut, you know, we wouldn't cut direct services. We would want to, the personnel is the only place that we would have to go to make a cut like $108,000. If it was a couple of thousand, we could cut supplies. But it's not. It's a large amount relative to our budgets, and it would cost us 3 employees. You know, that we've already expended, how many months now? 6.5 months of salary. So there's only 5.5 months left that would help make up that difference for the $108,000.
Mr. Vaughn, do you want to be
here? Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. I just want to reiterate that this was the final piece of the Gaming Commission interdivisional swap to find her the 112, and all of those savings went into her budget from there. So it's a net zero request.
No additional dollars
right.
being requested.
So that's part of the movement.
Should move in by, you know, law, we have to do that.
Congressman Schiller.
All right, so the 64,014, we're seeing that there is a division increase, total division increase, perhaps not to the I guess I'm trying to say, you say there's no net dollars, but there's a division increase of 64,000.
I think that would be an increase in the tribal line item and corresponding decrease in the federal line item.
Okay.
Okay. Good catch.
You've also got...
Food distribution. My bad. I'm sorry. I can't.
On your Indian Child Welfare budget, you operate off of tribal and federal funds. Your total budget, what I'm looking here for FY17 is $291,843. Is that your total budget, Ms. Collins, or do you have other budgets somewhere?
We have other funding sources as well that help us.
How many budgets do you operate out of?
Six. We have a social services budget, right, and social services tribal, family right. preservation, and Title 4B1.
Okay. So on this ICW, looks like to me all of the income or all of the wages and salary is paid out of this budget. You don't split it up between your other programs.
Yes, we do. The social workers have various job duties that have to be across different budgets, so there are only certain percentages of wages in budgets. I think we have one employee that's 100% out of one budget, and the remaining 11 employees are spread across with different percentages, depending on what their job duties are.
Okay, thank you. All right, any more questions from the table or comments? Congressman Jimmy.
Yeah. How long have you been director here?
A while. Okay. What is it? I don't know, Joe. What is it? 2002? 15 years?
15
Something
years.
Like that. I don't know.
Okay. And I remember, maybe Mr. Zahn or whoever can answer this, but I remember getting a phone call from the director of Indian Child Welfare. It had been several months ago. And director was asking for there was going to be a shortfall in the program, and you were going off the permission of the chief, you had said, to call Congress members and ask for an additional $200,000, I believe it was, or people were going to lose jobs.
I remember the amount, but yes.
I think it was, if I remember. And is that where this is now solved?
Yes, this is that problem.
Okay.
This is the same problem. Yeah.
But at that time?
It was 108.
Was it 108?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I was, no, I knew it was 100,000, 200,000, something like that. But this satisfies?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And at that time, as you may recall, I had mentioned that it could cost us at that time two employees. But with numerous pay periods since then, now it would be three pay periods without it. I mean, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it would cost three employees.
Okay.
Because we spent more money on salaries.
But all the, I just never heard again from you, and so solved it internally.
Here we are.
Okay. I just find that's kind of interesting.
Well, we didn't know if it was going to be a special session or the hunka session, mm-hmm. you know, and here we are.
Okay.
Congressman Mason.
Yes, thank you. I just want to address an opinion, actually, I have, and just an observation, because what we're hearing right now, we may hear again, you know, for all of the various Indian tribes, including the Wajaji here, we have federal dollars that come in here for various components. And with the atmosphere of the United States government right now and the leadership in D.C., seems like there's going to be a number of federal programs that will be reduced, from education to health to social service, all of those kinds of programs, that some of which we get that federal dollar. And if that happens, it's going to come back to all of us as to how we're going to make up the gap. You know, I think we all have to realize that at some point, whether it's this year or next year, there's going to be perhaps a shortfall coming down the pike. And are we prepared for that with our tribal dollars? Is tribal dollars going to pick all of the programs up? Otherwise, we lose people and start reducing services because we don't have those federal dollars. We have to match it with tribal dollars. When we start doing that, there's some tribal things that's going to have to be reduced too. And that's going to come back to appropriation committee makeups, whoever they are. just wanted to share that because I think we're all going to have to deal with that somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, what's plan B as that comes along the pipe? And what is our contingency plans as we hear these? Because everything that is being done here are important. They're important people doing important things. And, you know, if that funding source is cut off or reduced, how do we keep them on board? That's just what I wanted to share with you. It's not, good morning.
thank you, Congressman Mason. Appreciate your words. Any more comments?
Just one last comment. I'd just like to say that I've got the privilege to work with Lee a few years back for a couple of years, and the work she does is outstanding in her office, what she does. I became directly involved you guys do a wonderful job, and I'm proud of what you do, and I know it's tough, and you know, being involved with the shallow layer I was with a certain individual, you know, kind of changes your life sometimes, and just appreciate you and your staff and what you do.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. I'm looking at these two budgets. Your FY16 budget indicates that you got $200,000 in FY16. You did? Or didn't? Is that just like a legacy mistake that's left over?
We're sticking to the MIFA, you know, now okay. That we have a self-governance.
But the budget does indicate that they received $200,000. Well, let me ask a question more about the MIFA then, because to my understanding, through self-governance funds, even though they say that the BIA says we used to operate Indian Child Welfare on this $91,000 annually when we had it. It's my understanding of a multi-year funding agreement that once we receive that total amount of funds that our Office of Self-Governance and the Executive Office and the Treasury Department get to reallocate those funds that better work for the Osage Nation. And if they don't even want to give it to Indian Child Welfare, they don't have to. Now, that's how it's been presented to me at some point. So can somebody please correct me or let me know how you guys operate on that? Ms. Rebar.
Yeah, you are correct, and that's the case. But a lot of the programs listed on the MIFA are restricted. And so some of those funds you're not able to reallocate. There's only a portion of those.
Law enforcement, for example.
Yeah,
I knew
law enforcement.
I'm familiar with that.
And so what we're doing is now that we have somebody actively working in self-governance, what we're trying to do is reconcile back to the MIFA, and that's the case for FY18 as well. It has to match what we've agreed upon with that office. And in fact, so hers is $91,000. There's not too much that we have that we can reallocate, but what we're doing is we're trying to standardize the way we operate in self-governance. And so next year, when we present the FY18, you're gonna see $91,000. What happened, like this last year, is we received some additional funding, but when we budget, we can't include the additional funding because it could be a one-time. And that's what has happened in the past, is a lot of times we've taken the additional funding and it's increased what our base amount is. We don't want to do that because of what Archie just said. We want to stick to exactly what we've agreed upon. And it's great when we get additional funding, but usually when that comes in, then it's going to be to her program because those additional funds or reallotments and what have you are specific to the program. So you're going to see in FY18 that it's going to be the $91,000 that comes over. And we're going to reconcile back to the MIFA on all of these programs that are in there. I hope
you did, but I don't know what the reasoning is about that. I'm looking at this budget, and mm-hmm. apparently she did have $200,000.
She received some additional funding. What was that?
Or carryover.
TAIWEH. It was an initiative by President Obama.
Tawahi, yes. Thank you. Yes, so President Obama, something with a reallocation from Obama. So when those monies came in, they don't say, oh, by the way, you're going to get them. They just send them, and then Candy's office now is really involved working with accounting to say, okay, that belongs to Lee. And so when that happens, then you're going to see an increase in her budget.
Okay. May I make one comment?
Please, yes.
To address what you asked, your question, you said if we don't even want to have Indian Child Welfare, we don't have to. Yes, you do. You've signed a contract, you haven't, the nation has signed a contract with the Department of the Interior, and they're taking over these functions of the Bureau. And if they said they're going to do ICW, they're going to do ICW. So right. You can't, after you get the money, go in and say, oh, we're not doing it. You can't do that.
But it is presented in that way.
At negotiation.
Self-governance is presented in that way that
yeah, you're right.
That you can take and reallocate these funds any way that well, it is presented in a bigger picture
but
that
certain,
way.
Certain I know that there are restrictions.
I realize that.
And I forget what that, and actually I wanted to give, as we're learning with this with Candy, Thomas's office, she's teaching the directors as well and including our office. So we're all learning together so we can budget better and we know what to expect. And she's been pretty adamant. I think we've been meeting with Candy about once a month or every 2 months. And because we're on alert with this new, Trump's new budget. So.
Okay.
But this is the result of that, and what we're trying to do is to say, if that's what we're agreed upon, then that's the number we're coming over here with, and you're going to see that from this point on.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
So when you say that somebody thought this was going to the base, I'm just wondering about that, because yesterday someone said to me that they thought that tribal court wants the funding added to the base too, and that's not what it is. It's one-time funding. So, I mean, it needs to be appropriated out, but it's not adding to the base of what the government is going to give you in one way. Right.
It's just like our budgets. I mean, it's a projection, and then you're dealing with a lot of different funding sources within that MIFA. So some of them are coming from HHS, DOI, and different funding sources. So with that, we know that we're going to get our base. Then hopefully, again, we get some additional funding. But there are certain items on that MIFA that you can take. So let's just say $100,000 is on one of those line items. You can take it and redesign it. That's up to the tribes. And then some of these you'll see. Well, we get contract support, but we never know how much that's going to be, and we never know until the end of the year. So it's better if we follow the base and go lower than higher and see what comes out in the end.
I understand, but you're not using those Tawaki funds or the one-time funding to add positions that are permanent positions, are you? Okay.
No.
Because I think that's one of the ways we get into trouble.
Right.
It's $23,000. They wouldn't touch.
Right. And those usually have, when those additional fundings come out, if they're specific to something, then we follow whatever that may be.
And this doesn't just apply to this, but this is an issue. When you have a department that's relying on a federal grant or federal contract funds mm-hmm. to operate whatever they're doing, and that funding goes away, the last treasurer used to say, one, if you don't have it, you don't spend it, and two, then anybody that's hired under a federal grant knows that those positions will leave if the grant leaves. But when you start adding more and more and more tribal funds that are funding positions that are federal, like are there any tribal funds that are funding positions in Indian Child Welfare?
Yeah. I think there's a portion,
budget you have.
Yeah, there's a portion.
A portion of tribal funds?
Mm-hmm. And her, again, Lee's has one of those departments that have multiple programs like financial assistance, and you spread out, as you know, Mr. Tillman, you have to spread out the salaries because they're doing different functions throughout the day. So you're going to see a lot of that.
But that wouldn't impact tribal funding.
There's $114,000 worth of salaries and wages out of tribal funding.
I mean, it's hard to operate an Indian Child Welfare program on $91,000, and so
right.
we have to
nationwide.
Yeah, nationwide, and we have to supplement.
There's two benefits.
Well, I'm just saying. I guess I'm just making a point with this. But if you take something that's a federally funded initiative, and then you put more tribal funds in it for salaries, then when the tribe, when it goes away, then
they only pay for one worker.
It's inevitable that you're going to lose positions.
The rest of the tribe.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yeah, we keep that in mind.
It could be.
So, Joey, part of that federal funding that you have, the 50 for salaries and wages, 51059, that's broken up through 11 different.
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Yes.
There's 12 of us, and we're broken out through all these six budgets. That may not have 12 people. You know, it's not
but
like.
But it's got some.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, if that goes away, how do we adjust to keep those
employees? Well, and the good thing about the self-governance is that you do want to put salaries in there because you can receive contract support. And so you want to put them in federal, but just because the amounts are so low, then we have to use a tribal supplement, and she spreads it across, as do a lot of programs, because right. If not, then you have more people that you have to hire to do these functions, so it's easier to have to spread across. You're managing your money.
Any more questions at the table, or are you still in the middle of a question here, Congressman?
I'm not.
Okay. Congressman Maker.
I would just like to comment. I've known Ms. Collins a long time, and she runs a very efficient program. And when she comes to the table, she's very prepared.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I agree.
That's my comment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more questions, comments? Ms. Collins, thank you for coming and presenting your budget to us, and I understand from your presentation what the problem is. I appreciate it. I
appreciate your time and your attention and your respect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congressman Shaw.
I've got another amendment, Madam Chairman. It's come to my attention that, as you recall, last year, it was in the spring, I believe. Yes, it was in the spring. This Congress approved a $250 grant match for a proposed Fairfax Wellness Center. The amount of the award would be $800,000, and that application was due in June. We had funded a similar project for Hominy. Theirs also included purchase of land. This project in Fairfax was to be placed on land already owned by the nation, so there was no purchase. Appropriation then. It's come to my attention that we've been awarded the $800,000 and the executive is requesting that $800,000 be appropriated based on that award. $250,000 has already been appropriated, so that does not need to be appropriated again. But for us, for them to begin planning and spending or expenditures out of that grant award, they would need to have that appropriated. I don't know. Would the committee want to see the award letter as documentation that was received? Do you feel like that's necessary? I could ask the executive to get that if they have that.
I think that any documentation that can be provided is always great to have as a congressional document to show what actions you've taken. I mean, or an official letter of the from the executive stating that we've been awarded that and ask for official appropriation through a budget or some type of document. I don't think that it would be best done by amendment just because somebody said so.
Question.
Congresswoman Edwards.
What committee heard that and what bill was it awarded through? 1671.
Was it a standalone bill? I don't know. Was it part?
I believe it was.
1671, a standalone bill. Do you need some readers there, Jason?
Just
have your young eyes aged in office?
It's all this stress.
Where was that $250,000 appropriated to?
I believe it was appropriated to the Grant Mansion Fund.
Grant Mansion Fund?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so what's the major request? What are you asking?
$800,000 appropriation to health and wellness.
Yes.
812.5, there's a 12.
Is this for?
$12,500 in kind.
Is this for a capital project?
Fairfax Wellness Center.
Yes.
Why would it go to the capital assets and improvement then?
It doesn't go, it's not operating cost of the division. Right. Well, we need to put money in appropriate places, in my opinion. It's not operating costs of the, like, Ms. Collins wouldn't need to have a building money put into her budget to operate, correct?
I don't know.
Right. Yes.
Question I would have is, we follow our own precedent just with this same type of grant. And I guess I'd have to ask Mr. Zahn or anyone that might know, the money, we've been awarded the money for the Harmony Wellness Center. Has that been appropriated?
I believe that's already completed.
Okay. Where was that money appropriated to?
Well, no,
I don't remember that it went to the cap asset improvement fund, but that's.
Probably not, but would you be agreeable that that's really, in the whole scheme of things, where a capital asset, a new building project should go?
I guess I don't object to that. Its major difference is its funding source. Although the capital asset improvement fund makes no specification as to the funding source.
No.
I'd suggest you get a bill on file that appropriates it to the fund.
I'm happy to do that. I guess I'd like to know the rest of the committee's feel for that.
I would not consider the capital assets project being put into an operating budget, Congressman Tillman.
I wasn't here last spring, but where have previous ICDBG grant matching funds gone to? Where are those been appropriated to?
We'd have to do some research.
Well, matching funds are going to a matching fund.
Well, I mean.
That's one of the grant matching funds.
I mean, we've had them before, right?
Right, and that's why I was asking, where did the Harmony funds go? And it said that project was completed.
It's not completed.
No, the appropriations, all the appropriations. I think is what he was talking about, sure.
Appropriation was completed, so I'm just curious where that went.
Okay, do we want a brief recess to research that?
Just take a brief recess to research that.
We're in a brief recess. He's wanting to amend, he's trying to amend this bill and want to know how the committee feels about it.
Okay.
If it's in the.
But hold on, tell me what the law says right now.